Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Darren Powers is here. Darren's a new friend. He's the author of Sales in a Challenging Real Estate Market. He's the founder and the president of Online Video Marketing Services.
Actually, Online Video Power.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm reading the wrong thing. I got the wrong thing written down here somehow. Anyway, that's the voice, folks. Darren Powers, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate being here. I'm excited to be among one of your many famous authors, as well as Barker, who's coming up.
Joel Barker, that's right. Online Video Power.
Online Video Power. Yes, actually, I have two companies. The other one is Powers Marketing Edge. That's how we got started with marketing, and then eventually morphed into the online video.
You. All right, so my audience knows, I don't know if you heard any of my opening comments there, but my audience knows that I've been on them like white on rice for years about getting multimedia on their footprint, their online footprint, video, audio, et cetera, et cetera. And I was talking to them about this when I was asking them to get video up when it was almost impossible. And then over the years, the technology made it where it was fall off a log easy. It couldn't be easier than it is now. There's no reason not to have video up on your website, is there?
Absolutely not. I mean, you can make video these days with an iPhone. As a matter of fact, I attended a talk by Derek Cressman. He wrote the book When Money Talks.
Right.
This is in Ann Arbor last week. And I got so inspired. I had no cameras with me, but I had my iPhone. So I pulled out my iPhone, and I started interviewing people with my iPhone, including the author himself. I went home, and I put another 10 or 12 hours into editing it, and I took relatively not that well shot, not that good light, not that good sound. But it turned out pretty good for the average onlooker. And now Derek's going to load it onto his site for people to see.
Right. So talk to us about this. Talk to us about how it works.
Well, here's the main thing with video is today it gives us a voice we didn't have before, 24/7, 365 days a year. I can't think of a better way to really bring your message together than with video because I generally put together a video that'd be 1 to 2 minutes long. Nothing really longer than 2 minutes. You don't need much more to capture people's attention. And so I think it's a great way for a business person to, particularly you deal with small business people, and small business people wear a lot of hats. And who is the e-myth? Michael Gerber, right? He talks about working so much, so deep in your business, you don't have time to work on your business. Well, doing a video helps you to work on your business, develop your business, because it makes a business owner think about, well, what am I really offering here? What is it that I really want to get across? And I often say to people, before you start a video, ask yourself this question. What do I want people to perceive my business to be? Because at no time in history has there ever been an opportunity with the Internet to take even a small business and turn it into something that could be large or the appearance of something much bigger with video and with a nice website.
You know, Darren, speaking of futurists, another great futurist of our time was John Nesbitt. In 35 or more years ago, in his book Megatrends, he talked about the more high-tech we have. He prophesied in 1980-81, he prophesied that the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. And when I think of high touch, I think of humanity. And I believe that the more high tech we have today, the more we desire some kind of humanity coming through all that stuff. And what could be more human than the face and the voice coming at us from the people who are behind the company?
Absolutely. You talked about Nesbitt, Barker having an impact on you before the show in our conversation, offline conversation. Nesbitt had that for me also.
Yep.
Huge impact on me. High tech, high touch. And, you know, today there's so much skepticism among average Americans about what they see on TV, you know, due to politics and various sorts of, large corporate things haven't gone quite right for the American public, that there's some skepticism. So when it comes to small business and they see these ads and they hear them marketing their ideas, there is a certain amount of skepticism. What I love about video is that if a picture is worth 1,000 words, a video is worth thousands and thousands of words because it's nothing more than a series of small pictures that are added up to what's called a movie. Now, what's beautiful about that is people are not just reading words off your website in plain text. And by the way, statistically, 60% of viewers say they prefer to watch a video if they had a choice than they would just plain text. And you know that well because you're walking the talk. I've been to your site. You have a lot of video. You've had it for a long time. I'm certain of that. So what's beautiful, though, about videos today is that by creating a video, and if the owner can get into that video, that's even better because people are making not just a connection, but an emotional connection.
And while you're narrating whatever you're doing, while you're showing people how to get more out of their products so they don't have to buy as many from you, you're demonstrating not only value to the customer, to the viewer, you're demonstrating your values. And isn't that one of the most powerful things you can do?
Well, I think about why people are in business. You know, if you're in it just to make a buck, that's okay, right? But I want to buy and I want to work with people who are in it because they love the business or they love what they're doing or what they're offering. And, I myself love what I do. I mean, I am passionate. I cannot believe how passionate I am about putting these videos together. They just I get excited about doing it, and I get excited seeing the client be happy.
Tell us how take 30 seconds and tell us how you do it with your customers.
Well, for example, I spoke at the Better Business Bureau, it was a couple months back, and I had a construction company out of Jackson, Michigan. He says, I've been looking for you for 2 years. And I said, well, what are you talking about? He says, well, I meet with lots of videographers. He said, but they really couldn't help me to pull a message together. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they say, let's set the camera up and see what happens. And I say, no. Let's figure out what it is you need to get across. Mm-hmm. Let's get it down. Let's work out a good marketing script. And then let that script inform the video in terms of visuals, in terms of how we're going
to... Hold on to that thought, Darren. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, I'm going to ask Darren about mistakes that people make with their online videos. So you don't make them. Doesn't cost you that. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.